Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Bridie Sharp, and we're going to be talking all things Cleveland Days going down this weekend. Get out to Cleveland. Everything kicks off at Thursday. We're going to talk about all of it right here with Bridie. Bridie, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It sounds... Now, I don't know. Maybe you can speak to this. Is the hard work over now?
No. It's not.
It's not?
It'll last the rest of the week and then into cleanup. So, okay. Yeah, we're not done yet.
All right. You know, some people, once it gets here, they can take a breath and kind of pause and relax and then just kind of let it go itself. So.
Yep. Hopefully by Saturday night, we're just sitting back, relaxing, watching fireworks, and enjoying all the work that's been into Cleveland Day. So,
all right.
Yep.
But before we get there, we're starting everything off at 6 p.m. on Thursday the 21st with that hot dog dinner, and I'm going to let you just kind of speak to that, some of the entertainment, and you've actually even added something for that Thursday night as well.
Yep. So Thursday night, we'll be down at our Pioneer Village, Oville Pioneer Village, down on the east side of town. We're doing a free hot dog dinner. We ask for people to bring a side, a salad, chips, dessert, beans, whatever they'd like to bring. But that is free, and that'll be down there at the Pioneer Homes. We're going to have live entertainment there as well. So bring your lawn chairs and just sit back and have a little bit of dinner and listen to the band. After that, we've added some lawnmower races, and those are going to be up on Main Street. So that'll be kind of a fun little addition. If you do want to sign up, you can call the town office or you can call my cell phone as well, and I can direct you to who you need to sign up through.
All right, so you've got that going, and then you're going to end the night with a movie on Main Street in the park, and what's it going to be?
It's going to be Sing 2.
Okay, my daughter loves that movie. She absolutely
bring your
loves
blankets
it.
And your lawn chairs and your couches, whatever you want to bring to watch a movie on. We're going to have our youth council will be selling concessions there, so bring a little bit of cash to support them.
All right, so then we'll wrap things up after that on Thursday. Then Friday, you're going to get started. You'll let them recover a little bit from Thursday, and then you'll get started about noon with Kids Day in the park. So what kind of fun things we got going on that day?
Kids Day in the park has been such a big hit. It's for ages 0 to 12, and it's $2 to get in. You get pizza, water, and all the games. There's going to be a water slide, a blow-up water slide there. There's going to be pony rides there, all kinds of games and prizes. That goes from 12 to 2. Come and drop your kids off, and we'll take care of them for 2 hours.
So you've got that, and then something different that you've added this year. You've got the 2-on-2 sand volleyball tournament that's going to kick off about 2 o'clock. Are you still looking for entries?
I think we're pretty good on entries. I would always take more, but we're going to do this 2-on-2 volleyball. We're sponsored by Oliver and Citrid, so we've got some awesome prizes. It's $20 to sign up, and you can call my cell phone, 749-0227, if you still want to sign up.
All right. Then 5 o'clock, we got bike races.
Mm-hmm.
And at 6 o'clock, it's the one that everybody kind of comes to. It's that potluck lamb fry at 6 o'clock down there on Main Street. And there's some pricing and stuff with that as well.
Mm-hmm. So a family, an immediate family, is $25 if you bring a potluck dish. If you don't bring a potluck dish, it's $40 for your immediate family. That just means those that's living in your home. And or it's $5 a plate with a dish or $10 a plate without a potluck dish.
So that's going on. Then you've got entertainment again. And then the lip sync contest you guys got going on at 8 o'clock. Let's talk about that for a moment.
The lip sync contest is going to be awesome. We don't have a ton of entries yet, so if you want to sign up for the lip sync contest, you can still sign up for that. I'm sure Melissa would love a few more entries. There's a big prize, $400 to the first place winner, and so that's kind of a big deal.
It is, and of course that you're going to have concessions there that's sold by your youth council once again, so
yes.
Make sure you bring some money for that, right?
Yep, bring some money for that.
All right, and then get to bed early because Saturday is nonstop, and you're starting at 6 o'clock with the registration for the 5K run there. So let's talk about everything that's going on Saturday.
Yes. Get up and get you a good run in Saturday morning. The Registration starts at 6. The run will start at 6:30. Prizes to the winners, to the top boy and the top girl in each age group. It's $20 to register, and you'll get a T-shirt with that entry fee. And that's just a little path that we've got here in Cleveland Town. It's a pretty easy run, but we've got a lot of people registered already for that, so it'll be fun. When you get done running, you can come back to the park, and there will be breakfast ready for you. $3 for a plate or $15 for your immediate family, and that'll just be right at the pavilion on Main Street. And that's at 7.
That goes for until about 8:30. Then you've got a flag-raising ceremony, the kids' parade at 10 o'clock, and then the grand parade at 10:30. Now, with those two parades, is this just going to be, if you want to be in it, you know, decorate up and come on down and see us kind of thing?
Yeah. We like anybody to be in our parades.
So there's that. There's also the car show that's going to be running from 11 to 2, and all kinds of cool-looking cars for that. I'm seeing here you've got a poker ride that starts at the firehouse at noon. Talk about that for just a minute.
So the poker ride, they line up just after the parade gets over. Bring your motorbike, and it is awesome. Last year we had a ton of people in it, and it was so awesome. They're going to line up at the firehouse, and they'll head out of Main Street, and so they'll be cruising right past our Main Street park. It'll be awesome.
And then, of course, the rest of the day, you've got a horseshoe tournament. Food vendors, races, games, music, dancing, and food vendors and the youth council concessions. And then when it gets dark, my favorite part of Cleveland Days that I talk up all the time, the fireworks. Let's talk about those for a moment.
It's the fireworks. I know that I say this every year, but this year is going to be the best fireworks we've had. We're so excited. Our fire department is awesome, and a lot of money goes into fireworks, a lot of sponsors we have for fireworks to make it possible as well. So,
and once again, you know, we were talking before we got going, none of this happens without sponsors, and you've got some great ones that you wanted to list off. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yes, our fireworks sponsors. We have so many generous donations from Carbon and Emery County, from just Cleveland Town residents. Our big finale sponsors, that's a $1,000 sponsor. And so that is not a light chunk of money. Those are electrical contractors, Pacific Corp, Conductive Group. Those three are our big finale sponsors. And I want to give a huge shout out to those guys. That's so generous and so kind. And it makes continuing our fireworks show possible. Our big salute sponsors, that's $300 to $500, Castleview Hospital, Barney Trucking, Guyman's Machining, they're a local business here in town, and TSJ Construction, another local business here in town. Huge sponsors, and just so many others. We've got our 5K is sponsored by Castle Country Pediatric Dentistry. Our volleyball tournament is sponsored by Oliver and Citrit. And, of course, to put on our lamb fry, we have people here in town that are very generous donating the lamb. I want to give a shout out to Kevin Jensen, to Jensen Ranches, and to DeMont Palmer. Those three have donated our lambs for this year, and so without that, this isn't possible. And so I want to give a huge thank you and a shout out to those people.
And you know, it never ceases to amaze how many people get involved and sponsor these things so that they can go on all across the county, not just in Cleveland. So, Bridie, thank you so much for taking out the time today. I'm going to let you go so you can go and get the hard work started. How's that sound?
I will. I appreciate you, Dave. Thanks for giving me a chance to talk and highlight Cleveland Town. We love it here, and we love Cleveland Days, and we hope everybody else does too. So thank you so much.
You bet. No problems. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.